Hi, I'm Siobhan Sarna, founder of SIBO SOS, as well as the author of the book Healing SIBO. It's a pleasure to have Ani Pundit with me today. He is the chief marketing officer, as well as the operational head for Gemelli Labs, as well as meaning that that's where you get your trio. My cat is distracting me. I'm sorry. Where you get your Trio Smart breath test for the gases, hydrogen, methane, and hydrogen sulfide to find out if you have SIBO, small intestine bacterial overgrowth, or methanogen, intestinal methanogen overgrowth, IMO. And it's also the place where you get the blood test called IBS Smart Test. It is the only blood test in the world that can tell you whether or not you have post-infectious IBS, which means that it's post-infection of a food poisoning episode, even if you've had food poisoning a long time ago. Okay, so we're going to talk to him right now about that. It's going to be a short and sweet one, but I know a lot of people need this information. I've had this test done, and it really transformed the way I treated my gut health. Thanks, Ani, for being here. Petunia says hi.
Hi, Petunia.
Okay, so take us through IBS Smart, if you will, developed by Dr. Mark Pimentel. Thank goodness for that, from Cedars-Sinai, and really been such a help to so many people.
Yeah, IBS Smart is really founded on groundbreaking science conducted by Dr. Mark Pimentel and his team at Cedars-Sinai, as you mentioned. And it was really based on the link between food poisoning and IBS. Dr. Pimentel and his team found that there's a very identifiable pathophysiology that starts with a toxin that's released by most of the bacteria that cause food poisoning. And that toxin can generate an immune response, which will alter your bowel system, or also an immune response. It can also lead to an autoimmune response that could lead to long-lasting issues as well, and irritable bowel syndrome.
So it will impact the migrating motor complex, which is that sweeping wave of the small intestine. It's not a generic peristalsis per se, but if you don't have that sweeping motion working properly, then it can lead to, for lack of a better term, sort of stagnation, which can lead to overgrowth of these different microbes and archaea who are creating the disruption in the way things move. So it really is so important. Now, there is not necessarily a, you know, cure for post-infectious IBS, but there is a way to treat SIBO and IMO. And for once and for all, we can say that IBS is not a diagnosis of exclusion anymore, meaning that you don't have UC, you don't have inflammatory bowel disease, you have post-infectious IBS, which is huge. And I want to shout it from the mountaintop for anyone who has bloating and gut issues, who's been told, oh, you just have IBS here, take this ancient copy of a FODMAP list and I'll see you, you know, next year. So go ahead and tell us what we would need to do to have this test, if you would, and what's involved.
Yeah, absolutely. So the test measures two antibodies that are known to be elevated in patients with post-infectious IBS. Those antibodies are formed by the immune response that I mentioned earlier, anti-CDTB, CDTB being the toxin that's released that causes, toxin that's released by the bacteria that cause food poisoning. And anti-vinculin is a second antibody, which is actually an autoantibody that attacks a protein in your gut that is very necessary for cells to migrate and connect to one another and for your gut to function properly. So this is the test that measures those two antibodies. And if either one of them are elevated, then you can be diagnosed with irritable bowel syndrome with a very high degree of specificity and post-test probability. And as you mentioned, Siobhan, that allows providers to rule in IBS for the first time rather than simply ruling out other diseases and then implying IBS.
I like that term, ruling it in. Mm-hmm. What it also means is a prokinetic can really help, because a prokinetic, think of the word pro and motion, kinetic, prokinetic can really help move the migrating motor complex. And more on that in the treatment and the prevention of relapse discussions that I have with Dr. Allison Seebecker and in our courses. But people sometimes ask me, like, well, why would I need to know that? I just have it. I know I have it. I don't need to know my underlying cause. Knowing your underlying cause, for me anyway, was extremely liberating. Number one, it was like, oh, Okay, this makes sense, which is so helpful. And then also, I'm not the most compliant patient in the world. I have pill fatigue, I get bored, whatever. Just full disclosure. And so I am very devoted to taking my prokinetic because I am positive for one of the antibodies. So it really helped me psychologically as well as physically.
Yeah, and you know, while there are unique ways to approach post-infectious IBS. So what people don't know is, a lot of people don't know is that if you've had food poisoning or post-infectious IBS, you are at significantly higher risk of getting food poisoning again, which could worsen your symptoms. So there are prophylactic approaches and other counseling approaches that your provider could offer you to prevent that from happening. Besides that, post-infectious IBS really manifests itself as IBS-D or IBS-M. So that's diarrhea predominant or mixed type. And for that, we do have some very, very effective treatments available. So if you get to this diagnosis quickly, because it's a diagnosis of inclusion, rolling it in, then you can start that treatment much, much faster as well.
Oh, that's a really great point. And what I would also say is I found it helpful, even though I had the methanogen overgrowth and it was C. For me personally, that's not how the FDA has, you know, regulated this test, this diagnostic test, but I would say for me, it really helped me personally. So knowing that, just I'll leave it at that. So there you go. Okay. What do I do? What do I do? How do I get the blood draw?
It requires a blood sample. The test requires a doctor's order. So there's two ways of doing it. One is work with your current provider, any doctor that you're working with right now. And if you're not sure how to talk to them about the test, you can go to our website, ibssmart.com, and download a patient discussion guide, which will list out bullet points of basic information about the test, what it does, what it accomplishes, and some questions that you might want to ask your provider, along with a test order form that once you've had that discussion with them, that they could just place an order for the test. Another way to order it is through our telehealth service on ibssmart.com, where we connect you with a telehealth doctor that will review your symptoms, make sure the test is right for you, and then order it for you on your behalf. Once you receive the kit, once the test has been ordered and you receive the kit in the mail at your place, you just need to get a blood sample. We have a resource on our site, ibssmart.com/blooddraw, which lists blood draw sites around the country that you can go to get your blood sample. And of course, many doctors' offices also will collect blood for you if you want to ask them. So collect your blood sample, put it back in this box, ship it to the lab with a prepaid shipping label that's included in the kit, and we will test your blood sample and provide you results within 7 days.
And are they sent directly to us via email or the doctor or both through telemedicine?
That's a great question. So if your doctor ordered the test for you, then the results will be sent to your doctor. You will be notified that the results are available and you can discuss those with your doctor. If you ordered it through our telehealth option, then we will send the results to the telehealth doctor, make sure that they've approved the results and that everything looks okay to them. And then we will email them directly to you, so you'll have them in hand.
And to clarify what I was saying before about the treatments, so there are treatments for it, of course, depending on the gas. So I'm glad you corrected me. What I want to say is there a way to address the antibodies directly to change your vinculin and your CDTB levels? That doesn't exist, correct?
Correct. So okay, there is that, you know, Dr. Pimentel and his team are working.
That's
on
what they're that doing. Actively. They're trying to do it.
And trying to direct therapies to the antibodies themselves to lower the antibody levels. Now we have other treatments like diet, like antibiotics that can help you manage your symptoms and can see those antibodies lower over time as a result, but they are not necessarily directed towards those antibodies.
Whew, good. That's a very important clarification for sure. So this might prompt you to do a TrioSmart breath test, or maybe you've already done that and you're really looking for that underlying cause. For me, they're a perfect dovetail combination to supply you and your practitioners with as much information as possible. And that information is power, so that you can move forward on your health journey. And a reminder that these are all fairly new tests. The science is new. It's so exciting. It's been validated. And for me, ultimately, other than everything we've just talked about, it's a message of hope that this is a condition that affects millions and millions of people around the globe, and how lucky we are to have these tools, and how answers are coming in hot, as I like to say, and the best is yet to come. Thank you so much, Ani. I really appreciate you and all the work from Gemelli Labs. My best to everyone there.
Thank you, Siobhan.